Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. I'm your host, Steve Napolitan. This show is for C-level executives, entrepreneurs, coaches, consultants, and speakers who have found success, but they don't have the life that they want. On this weekly show, we're going to be talking about business skills to have more business while we design our ideal life and have more life. More business, more life without sacrifice. Welcome to the show. Welcome to More Business, More Life podcast. Today, Giovanni Casales and I are going to talk about your why. And I know this gets talked about a lot, but we're gonna look at it like how it worked for us. Does it come fast? Does it come slow? How can you start to live a life of purpose and have that lift you up? Let's find out. You know, Giovanni, so often when we talk about more business and more life, you really can't even start diving in until you know why you want it or what is the purpose around it.
Absolutely. I think starting a business or getting into a business with just the mindset of making money can be done, but I think it makes it more difficult to go through all the ups and downs that you will inevitably feel as an entrepreneur or a business owner.
Absolutely. You're going to have ups and downs. And if you don't really, really love or have a passion for it, then, you know, those days that are tough, it's easier to quit. You know, I used to say this all the time. I was like, you know, it's the why that keeps you, you know, going when you're in those tough moments. But you know what I've also noticed, Giovanni, is there's many times I thought I was going towards what I wanted, but then I realized I was doing what I thought others would want me to do. And once I actually truly followed my heart, even though at first it was scary, you know, because you're like doing something you've never done before, then those downs weren't as deep, you know, like, or, you know, it's not like everything's perfect, but, you know, by no means, but now it's on purpose. It's like, I do believe the universe conspires for us to, you know, do and what we want. I've said the metaphor many times. Some of you may have heard this, and if you haven't, here it is. It's like being a train on the rails. I truly believe this. When you follow your heart, and this is the experience I've had and many of my clients, then it's like the train on the rails. When you're off of it, it's like going through the dirt, you know? So there's many indicators. I think we're bringing that up. Like when things get really hard, it makes me question, am I on the right path? You know, but it doesn't mean that I'm giving up where I want to go. Right. So that comes back to the why, like, where is it that you want to go?
Yeah. And I think it's when you do feel that resistance, like you've always said, you know, like, is it fear that you're feeling, or is it actual, like, how do you say it best? But is it fear that you're doing just like that of the unknown, or is it actual like pain that you're just like pushing through something, right? Because they always, the no pain, no gain kind of a thing. And I think, so getting back to the why, like, I think when you have, because I don't know, for me, just as a relatively new entrepreneur, 6 years, I'm still budding entrepreneur, right? And like starting my business, and the first business I had was just to make money to get out of the rat race, if you will, right? It was a way to dip my toes in. And although there was passion there, it wasn't a lot. So when the times were hard, it's like, the stress was even more, right? Because it's just like, why am I doing this? Like, I shouldn't get a job. Like, finding my why, and I think it's a continuous thing. For me, it's a continuous thing. It's like, well, okay, like, I'm continually evolving into a new person, or shedding the armor, as you say, right? And becoming and knowing my true self and who I want to help and what I want to help with. Like, it becomes more, and I do find, like you just mentioned, it is more of a flow. It's easier. It seems like, okay, like there's roadblocks, but it's like kind of those barriers where it's like, it's open to one side and you can just kind of walk through it. But if you just keep going straight, you're just going to hit the barrier. And if you just look to the other way, oh, there's another path. It's like, just like this moving, like a river, right? Like,
yep.
Yep. Usually like it creates the snake kind of a thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, cause yeah, water's going to find the quickest path, you know. It's not going to wait for the rock to move, and you know, and it will wear on the rock, but over many years, but it's going to go around it. It's going to go over it. Like Bruce Lee said it best, be water, my friend, be water. And I, I think, and that's where the no pain, no gain doesn't really work for me anymore. Like, you know, I used to pound the rocks and be like, okay, I'm going this way. This is what I committed to myself. I'm going to do it. And even that no pain, no gain, that is just telling us that if there isn't pain, you're not going to gain, which is absolutely not true. Now, can you gain from pain? Absolutely. That's true. But can you gain when there's not pain? And I say, yes, absolutely. And in fact, it makes it easier. So, you know, back to your point of the feelings, when I don't feel good about something, we have to notice it. And that's what, the more I read about it, you know, the mind can have all this logic, it can have all this rhetoric, it can bring all these words up into our head. We've been, especially, you know, in today's day, like when, as I grew up, you know, feelings were not okay. You know, like I think, you know, a lot of boys growing up, they're told not to, you know, show their feelings and those things. And then even women going through this period of time where I was growing up, you know, coming to, you know, break through where they have been repressed, they were also trying to be men, which I think is not a good thing either. You know, and many people talk about this. We're not going to get into, like, you know, the evaluation of different sexes, but ultimately feelings during my generation were like, you know, squashed, you know, like it's not time to have that. And that actually is where our why really drives, because it is a feeling and our heart doesn't have words. And then that's how you can miss your why, I've started to realize, because you're not listening to the feelings. You're like in your head, and it really does take both. I'm not minusing out the head. You know, like we need that logic, but we also, it needs to be close as possible to 50-50, like trusting your feelings as much as your logic.
Yeah, it's the yin and yang. I pronounce that improperly, but it's, we do, we, everybody has that, the mixture, both masculine and feminine, right? And it's not covering one up or allowing one, it's finding that balance. And I think more and more people, especially today, because it is, I think the world is changing and allowing feelings to go through, and especially business entrepreneurs, right? Business people. Okay. Like, it's okay to have emotion and show people that you're human and that you have feelings and you're dimensional, right? And it's not just like a one dimension, but you have multiple dimensions. And then showing that other people, because then when you bring that human element into it, the feeling part of it, then you can connect with your audience better and on a deeper level, rather than just, here's my product or service, here you go. And when you have that why and that passion behind it, it goes even deeper, right?
It's so amazing. And so overlooked, because, you know, having your why, and so many people, Simon Sinek is, that's his brand, right? Like, you know, why, you know, and I think that, you know, going to the point you were talking about the armor, just to explain that to everyone, and it's so important to even repeat it, but when I started going through personal growth and wanted a difference in my life, I thought that I had to become someone, like something or someone else. I didn't say those words. I just said, I want to be better. But that's like alluding to that I'm already not here and I need to go do or become something else. And as I've gone over a decade now of all this personal growth and development, I realized it's actually letting go of all those preconceived notions of who I'm supposed to be, according to whom, like outward things, instead of listening to the inner voice that was, you know, coming, and which doesn't come as a voice, by the way. So it comes as a feeling, which that's why it gets tricky. But when you notice those feelings, and that's why we have feelings, right? So if you put your hand towards a hot fire, you're going to want to pull away. It's the same thing inside. Then we can actually, you know, lock into our purpose. And if you look at many of the wise people before us, they, you know, so many times they're screaming at us, like, follow your love, your passion, like, you know, love thyself first, right? Like, love yourself first. That's like letting yourself be you. And, you know, you look at like trendsetters or stars or people out there that are, you know, doing things there, you know, it's because they're trusting. I believe they're trusting in their heart. Well, how do you set a trend? Like, okay, you're either following everyone else and you're putting the same shirt on that everyone else has because that's cool because everyone else is doing it. Now that's the outer thing. But who started that trend? The person that said, that shirt feels right. Oh my, this feels good. And they may not have had the intention of, oh, I want everyone to look at me and I want to be the star. They just trusted their heart. You know, so you look at the people that are making things happen and you look at them and you're like, wow, why are they making all these cool things happening? Well, because I would say and I'm generalizing here, but if we went case by case, you could start to find that they were following their heart. They were following what they wanted versus following what other people were doing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's, and I think we are seeing it. I think there is a change. And if you listening don't have your purpose, write it down. Like, I think that's the biggest thing. Just write a book. Like, so for me, like, I'm still trying to find my purpose. I know who I want to help. And I think that's part of my purpose. But it's like, I literally sometimes just like write it down. Like, what is my purpose? And just like a list of writing things down. Cause it is like, you don't have the words for it, but that's kind of the way we work, right? We have the feelings, then we struggle to find the words or put words to it so that we can make sense of it. So I don't know. And if just for me, like, this is just my experience, but it's like, as I feel it, like I'm sitting there, it's like, okay, what is it that I want? And what is it that I want to do? And who do I want to help? And the outcomes that I want? And then I just start writing stuff down. And this is where we're kind of aligned in who we want to help: socially conscious entrepreneurs, professionals, leaders, consultants, C-level executives, right? Those people who can make change, right? And who care about people, planet, prosperity, and all that stuff. And like, that's, I think that was like the first step for me. So that's like where, like, how do you start expressing your heart, right?
Right. It's something that we wouldn't practice again. So it takes time, but you know, it just starts with even like right now I open the window and you may hear some birds on this recording, but I wanted to hear that. Like sometimes just taking a moment to feel that morning air and hear the birds and just take that moment. And I think that's what the biggest turning point, because I grew up in Silicon Valley and it's fast paced, right? It's like, you know, go, 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 next thing, big goals. How are you growing your company? Everything's about all this fast pace. And, you know, I didn't stop and smell the roses. And as I did, it allowed me to find my feelings and then redefine it. So I love what you're saying, Giovanni, because, you know, it doesn't come overnight. Like, you know, I'm still a work in progress, as we all are. It did take time to really truly define my why, but it deserves you to put your attention on it like now. And even if you have to just give yourself like 5 minutes to meditate, and whatever you want to call that meditation, whether it's just sitting out and looking at nature or, you know, taking a walk, but all that time, that downtime allows you to notice your feelings. Because if you're go, 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 how do you notice your feelings, right? That's how we numb ourselves. And then we wake up, you know, 40 years later going, what the hell did I do? You know? And I think part of the More Business, More Life podcast is so people can live now. We're not about like working really hard and then, you know, retiring at some older age and then what, you know? Let's live now and have the life that we want. And that means making choices. And it doesn't always happen overnight. Coming back to what you're saying, Giovanni, let it take the process that it takes. But, you know, if we know that it's going to take a process, then when's a good time to start?
Always right now.
Right now. So I would say, just to give a quick tip, and, you know, I know we got to wrap this up for today, but it's, you know, if you just give yourself a few minutes every day, just a few minutes. I mean, like 3 to 5 minutes. And I like what you said about writing it down. Like, that was one of the hardest things for me, was journaling. I don't know why. Like, I even meditation, which was really hard for me because I'm such a go, go guy, like to sit still. It was like, you know, but journaling was even a little bit harder, like writing down. So I just started like writing down, today's a great morning. You know, it's good temperature. Like I wrote basic stuff, but then meaning started coming out of things, and just writing, putting pen to paper on a daily basis started letting the flow of thoughts come for me. So I would just recommend, you know, even if it's just like one idea every day and you spend like 2 minutes writing it down, like just start somewhere. You know, I don't know. Would you have like one tip, Giovanni, that you would say for someone to start this path?
Yeah. To find your why, I would, you know, it is, I think it is sitting with yourself, just like, what do you want to leave this world, right? And I never really thought about legacies or anything like that. And I don't know if I'm there yet, but just like, but what's the mark you want to leave on the world, right? And I don't know, just starting thinking about that. And then it starts coming like, well, because then once you kind of know what you want to leave on the world, you can start saying, well, how do I get there? And what can I do? And then it's writing it down, right? So maybe just asking your question, like, what is my positive mark? Because I think that's what should be specific. What's my positive mark I want to leave on the world, right? Because we have a short time here. So it's like, let's utilize it to do some good, you know? So yeah. That would be my advice.
Yeah. Well, and we'd love to hear your comments, you know, whether it's coming to you smoothly, loud and clear, or maybe you already knew, but you didn't take any action on it, or maybe you're still struggling to find it, you know, let us know, find us here on social media and send us some notes. We're active and we'd love to hear from you and help you. And so as always, and as you follow your path to your why or find your why, remember to start with your gratitude. Choose gratitude and you'll create your freedom. Thanks for listening in.
Till next time.
Thanks for listening to the More Business, More Life podcast. I hope you got value. And if you did, we have so many more things for you at stevenoplaton.com. You'll be able to connect with us on social media. We are active. You can ask us questions. And then on top of that, I want to give you a really big gift. And it truly is. We want to give so much value. We have an offering. It's a program called Clear Path to Customers. It's the same way that we attract wow clients and only working with the right people, the people we want to. And it's transformed my business into millions more in revenue with the right people and my clients. And we're doing it absolutely free. So you can go to stevenoplaton.com and grab that. You just got to put in your information. We'll send it to you promptly. And that again is on stevenoplaton.com. I look forward to having you on the next show. Until then, remember, choose gratitude and create freedom.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.